Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin. And you know what? I genuinely love that I get to do these podcasts following, like, I have a routine, I have a habit stack. Man, if you have any idea or wondering what I'm even talking about, I know in previous episodes I had talked about habit stacking. I actually think it's the one where I go over 75 hard, but it is almost basically the best thing to describe it as something that you know you do without fail and you're wanting to do something new. Put it behind something else you already do. For example, let's say you want to take vitamins. And you know you brush your teeth every day. So put your vitamins next to your toothbrush so that when you brush your teeth, the likeliness of you doing it is like that. So I tell you that. That's not what this episode's about. But habit stacking of, I have a weekly team call every single Monday night. And typically, I get so fired up. And then right after that, I get to record this podcast. And I want to talk about how energy is contagious and how all you have to do is just get started to freaking go and finish. But I want to share with you what I talked to them about this last week, because it is super important. It is super, like, beneficial for anybody who is maybe going through a season right now where you may have felt like you didn't get that fresh start, or you feel like you were robbed of the New Year's resolution feeling. I mean, I guess we're here, right? And you already know, like, 2021, the clock struck midnight, nothing changed. Like, we are still living in the same world that we were living in before. And I think a lot of people were really ready for, like, that new fresh feeling. And since quarantine, we haven't had that feeling. And maybe you feel like you have been robbed of that. And that was what I was starting to feel, of maybe a little bit mundane, a little bit of routine, but I want to go ahead and give you the release of the thought that you were supposed to be doing something different, or you're supposed to be doing something better, because this is one of the best lessons I could have learned during this year, especially, is that life is mundane. Like, that is what life is. You get to decide how you show up. You get to decide what you do. You get to decide all of that. And if you are getting the false pretenses that a time or a season or a date is supposed to give you energy, the best lesson that you can learn is that if you want energy, you need to create it. If you don't like how you feel, do something different. And that is what I feel like. I have found myself, after completing 75 hard, after completing one of the hardest challenges of my life, kind of like, what now? And I think that happens with a lot of people who either accomplish a really big goal, or they set their sights on something really big and astronomical, or maybe really tie their identity to something. And then when you achieve that goal, it's almost like the letdown is so much higher than whenever you feel like you're accomplishing that goal. And that's what I was myself feeling that same way. And because of my personal growth journey, I have had the ability to, like, have the slowdown to recognize, to be like, okay, but wait, like, talk yourself through these feelings, figure out why you feel this way, and figure out what you can do about it. I was feeling myself that I was just going through the motions. Like, okay, I know that I drink my water. I know I do my workout. I know I do this. I know I do that. But I wasn't getting to the point where I personally was feeling like I was pushing myself. And without any sort of challenge, you really do go through the mundane of life. And it's easy to feel like you're doing nothing, even if your mundane is hard. Even if doing a workout every single day is hard for other people, you've been doing it for so long that it feels mundane. I want to go ahead and tell you that it's supposed to be boring. And I tell you that so that you have the urge and the want to change it up. And I asked them tonight, and it was the same gut check that I needed for myself that I had to remind myself with of, is how you're showing up during these mundane times, during these times where you feel like not a lot is going on, you feel like maybe you're not accomplishing a lot, you kind of have to look back and ask yourself if how you're showing up today, not last week, not over the last month, if you can do this self-reflection every single day, is how you are acting today aligning with your goals? And if the answer is no, you have that gut check of being like, okay, well then I need to change what I'm doing. Because if the future version of you who is accomplishing these big goals that you are setting, whether it be financial, emotional, romantic, all of that, if you feel like you're not showing up as that version of you, you have the ability to change that every freaking day. But if you do a self-reflection, I would say once a week, you give yourself that time over that 7-day span to fall back into the habits of not really showing up, fall into the habits of doing the normal, doing the routine, doing the monotonous. So I am asking you, what if every single day, before you go to bed, you ask yourself, am I proud? Did I show up as a version of me that would achieve my goals? And if the answer is no, the next day show up with your morning routine and set the intentions of what does that look like for you? Now, I don't know about you or how long you've been listening to this podcast, but I do a practice that is from Brennan Burchard out of High Performance Habits. I have alarms that go off throughout the entire day. They are at different times and they give me different messages, and it is without fail every single day. And the point of them is so that you can do kind of the same thing, that self-reflection of figuring out, am I showing up as the version of me that I want to be? Because it's really easy to go through the motions and just get through your day, and a week has gone by and a month has gone by and 6 months has gone by and your life has not changed. You are the exact same person, or even worse, you have gone into reverse and you have picked up old habits for coping. Because coping is from you not recognizing the shit that you don't pay attention to. And when you self-reflect every single day, you notice what you do. I have found 75 hard, the different things that he had us do as something that I can take into my everyday life. And it is hindsight in 2020 to recognize what it was actually doing for me. So one of the things that this is very similar to, the self-reflection, the really taking a gut check of yourself daily, is the picture every day. I didn't understand it. I didn't know why it was a big deal, but it's because what will happen is when you have a good day, as in like your eating was on point, you didn't have any time issues, you got your water in early, there was none of it, right? No extra sodium. You ate on point and you did your workout, you drank your water, you felt good. The next day you wake up, you take your picture and you feel good. Now that same day, while you are not cheating, maybe you have cashews that were a little too salty. Maybe you drink your water in big spans at one time, which by the way, is really hard for your body to process. So they do not suggest you chug, but just something different. And the next day you wake up, if you don't take that picture and notice a difference, more than likely, then you will continue that same pattern. You'll continue to eat the cashews that all of a sudden made you feel puffy and bloated that you didn't notice before because you didn't do a self-reflection every single day. Do you see how this will help you get closer to your goals? Because this is what I have come to the realization of. I need to do more daily gut checks, daily check-ins with myself to make sure that the person that I am showing up as every single day is the version of me that is going to be able to reach those goals. Because I know the version of me of hitting refresh on my feed, watching stories all day long, that girl doesn't accomplish, and she could not keep and attain the goals that I want to achieve. And it's that gut check that you get from yourself of, I know I can do better. I know I can do more. I know that the version of me that I am the most proud of is not this. I don't act like this. So whoever needs this gut check, whoever needs this, hey, you have been here for 12 days in 2021. If you feel like it's no different, if you feel like you've not made any changes, I'm giving you the permission to start over now. You don't need a new day, a new month, none of it. You need every single time that you want to make a change, ask yourself why, write that down, and make sure that you're showing up every single day as that version of you. That right there, that's when you're going to change your life. I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. I hope it really brings some light in it. Maybe it's a little bit of a gut check. If you did like it, I would love and appreciate if you would share it in your stories. Tag me in it. I love giving you some love, getting shout outs. It is one of my favorite things. Words of affirmation will always be my favorite love language. So I would love to hear from you guys what you think. And if you could, I would absolutely love if you would write a review of this podcast, because that makes all the difference in the world so more people like us can find us. Thank you guys so much for staying tuned. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.